From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President-elect Donald Trump is voicing new doubts that Russian hackers were behind an effort to influence last November's election. His latest tweeted comments followed a broadcast denial by WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange that a state actor was behind documents stolen from the Democratic National Committee and made public by WikiLeaks during the campaign. White House spokesman Josh Earnest said the issue pits the president-elect and Assange against an array of U.S. intelligence agencies, outside experts, and lawmakers on both sides of the aisle in Congress.
There's a pretty stark line that's been drawn, and the president-elect will have to determine who he's going to believe. And the decision that he makes about that, I think, will have long-term consequences for the way he chooses to govern the country.
A Senate hearing on the matter is scheduled Thursday with intelligence chiefs. Mr. Trump scheduled to receive an intelligence briefing on Friday. President Barack Obama has ordered an investigation into the allegations of Russian tampering. Last week, he expelled nearly three dozen Russian diplomats and sanctioned Russian intelligence agencies. Meanwhile, the Wall Street Journal reports Mr. Trump is drawing up plans to restructure the Office of the Director of National Intelligence because it's bloated and politicized. Two Moroccan UN peacekeepers were killed, two others wounded by unknown attackers this week in Central African Republic as they escorted fuel trucks west of the town of Obo. Some 13,000 peacekeepers are in CAR as it tries to emerge from years of sectarian violence sparked by a coup by the Muslim Salika coalition in 2013. Forces allied with Libya's Eastern Administration Wednesday said they carried out an airstrike on the Al-Jufra air base under control of the fledgling UN-backed unity government. A spokesman for the Libyan National Army said the target was a C-130 aircraft carrying ammunition, weapons, and militia. This is VOA News. In Iraq, a car bomb explosion Thursday near a mosque killed at least six people and wounded several others. No immediate claim of responsibility. Meanwhile, the U.S.-led coalition has doubled to 450 the number of advisors assisting Iraqi forces in the fight for Mosul. U.S. Air Force Colonel John Dorian discussed their role Wednesday from coalition headquarters in Baghdad.
They've advised the Iraqi security forces as they move forward. They remain behind the forward line of troops. You know, as far as specifically where they are, we probably won't get into nth degree detail.
And the U.N. said more than 2,000 Iraqis are fleeing the city every day. Vice President-elect Mike Pence Wednesday said one of the first priorities of President-elect Trump will be the process of repealing President Barack Obama's signature health care law, commonly known as Obamacare.
It will be important that we be careful as we do that, that we do that in a way that doesn't work a hardship on American families who've gained insurance through this program.
President Obama Wednesday urged congressional Democrats to defend the law. Former presidential candidate and Vermont Socialist Senator Bernie Sanders took to the Senate floor to criticize the repeal effort.
Their theme is to repeal and then delay, or someday they're going to come up with a new plan. You don't destroy a house without having another house in which people to live.
Senate Democrat leader Chuck Schumer said without a replacement in hand, repeal will create chaos for millions. More than 100 passengers were injured when a New York commuter train derailed after hitting a bumping block as it approached a station Wednesday morning. Jim Southworth is with the National Transportation Safety Board.
The leading truck and wheel set of the lead car, or the cab car, did derail and did ride up over onto the platform.
11 passengers had to be hospitalized. Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro Wednesday shuffled his cabinet, naming a new economy czar to grapple with the nation's economic crisis, creating rapid inflation and food and medical shortages and causing riots. He also named a new oil minister and a vice president who would take over as head of state if Mr. Maduro is removed from power. Egyptian political activist Ahmed Mar, a leader in the so-called April 6th movement that spearheaded the 2011 uprising against then-President Hosni Mubarak, has been freed from prison after serving a three-year sentence for violating a ban on other unauthorized protests. Maher, however, is to remain under surveillance for three more years and barred from leaving the country. A 105-year-old Frenchman Wednesday set a new one-hour cycling record for his age. Robert Marchand pedaled for nearly 23 kilometers west of Paris to the cheers of hundreds of onlookers. The retired firefighter said he's been an athlete all his life, a gymnastics champion, a boxer. He eats lots of fruit and vegetables and does not drink too much coffee. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.